Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. The cold is settled in, but there's plenty of things to do inside other warm buildings, and we're going to get into that. And joining me this morning is John Bordeaux, the Vice President of Advancement at the Connecticut Science Center. John, thank you for joining me this morning. We'll get into a little bit of what's going on at the Science Center, but I do want to let people know the Science Center is open.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. We are open and ready to receive anybody who wants to come downtown and spend some time with us this coming week.
And that's the thing, you know, this, like we discussed, the Science Center has and is following all the protocols. There's no reason why people can't come. But is there anything that you want to let people know just ahead of time, you know, before we get into the events and stuff like that, what people can expect if they do plan on coming out to the Science Center?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been open since June, so we've gotten really good at making sure that our building and our facility is safe and open and ready for people to come in. So when you come to the Science Center, you come in on a timed ticket, which you can get from our website, and sign up for a time so that there's never a big crowd. We're always busy, but we're never crowded at this point because we're spacing everybody out. You come in, we take your temperature, masks are required. And our team is there to make sure that everything stays clean, wiped down, and ready for families to enjoy and to not only enjoy, but learn something new.
And that's the thing, you know, there's always, if anything that we can take out of this pandemic, there's always something new to learn. We're always hearing about, you know, different COVID strains or different techniques. There's always something to learn in science. And I think that's one thing that people don't realize is that there's a world-class science center right here in our own backyard.
Right here in our own backyard, this week we are offering children's prices for the next couple of days. So that's $16.95 a head. So not only can you come in and learn all about our Changing Earth, our new Genome and Me exhibit, some of our old favorites like the engineering lab, and as always, if you want to take a little tropical vacation, our butterfly encounter.
And that's one thing, you know, like there's so many different events going on. The Genome and Me one is pretty cool where, you know, it's, I don't want to say it's science to the perfect degree, but, you know, genomes are in all of us. It's our DNA. It's who we are. You know, can you tell me a little bit about that exhibit and what people can expect?
Absolutely. So this exhibit just opened on Friday, so it is brand new. So if you come down and see us here at the Connecticut Science Center, you're going to be among the first people to see this. You know, genomic medicine is really important and in the headlines right now as we fight the coronavirus. The understanding of the genome of that coronavirus and the understanding of how human beings work has been vital in developing the vaccine. So this is science on the front lines right now. And our exhibit goes into the details of how the genome works. Where does it exist? It exists inside the cells in our bodies. You know, it goes into ancestry. We talk a little bit about forensics, which is a cool way about how genetics is done. We do it in a little bit of a fun way, not so much your CSI type of thing, but a little bit more of who took the steak from the counter, or which animal was it? We look at genetic engineering. We look at the food we eat. Genetics and genomics is really on the forefront of really interesting science, and there are going to be careers to be had in that for years to come. And the really cool part is right here in Connecticut, we're doing some of the most interesting work in this science. The companies and our universities here are really on the forefront of this science.
So, you know, because it is so right now, how is like this genome exhibit, how does something come from a theory to becoming an exhibit at the Science Center? I mean, you guys were able to turn this around fairly quick. Was it something that was planned, or how does an exhibit become what it is once people walk in and visit it?
That's a great question, Joey. It is a big process for us. So we planned this exhibit about 5 years ago. And what we did is we started off by thinking about this science, and we started developing programs in the Science Center in our genomics lab, which is right there on the fifth floor of the Science Center, and interacting with our visitors and sort of learning about what do they know about genes and DNA and genomics? What do they not know? What are the big questions that they have? So one of the cool things about developing an exhibit at the Science Center is that the people that come to the Science Center actually help us design the exhibits by the questions that they're asking, by the things that they wonder. And so then we go through that process of, you know, trying to, how do we answer these questions in an interactive, exciting, interesting way? Our team, we have an amazing team of people here at the Science Center who think about designing these exhibits, who work with teams of people outside to design them, to fabricate them, and to build them. So while we're lucky that this is in the headlines right now, this was a dream that was born many years ago that has just now come into fruition. And what can I say? I think we've got good timing.
The timing is fantastic on that. And we touched on a little bit a while ago about, you know, all the kids are home. It's a holiday weekend. We got, you know, a couple extra days off. You got the kids' pricing coming up, and that's something that I don't think a lot of people, you know, parents especially, when you go to somewhere like the Connecticut Science Center with your kids and something sparks that little bit of a flame inside of them to learn stuff like the Genomic Project or the other things that are on exhibit at this Science Center. I just think, you know, it's one of those places where you kind of need to let your kids be a kid and ask every question they could possibly think of, because you never know when the next 11-year-old coming through the Genomic Project this week might be the one to find a cure or a vaccine for whatever is in our future. You know, and that's one of the
That's exactly right. I'm sorry to interrupt. It's just, you know, I get so excited about this because this is what you're saying is exactly why we exist, right? We want parents to understand that, you know, understanding science and coming up with the right answers on the test, that's great. But letting a child, your children, sort of free range and wonder what's going on is exactly how science works. Science works because people make mistakes, not actually because they come up with solutions, because they're asking a tough question that maybe hundreds or thousands of people have asked before, but that individual child's creativity or their thought on it is the thing that's going to help propel them forward. And so what we're hoping to do over and over again, whether it's in the genomics lab, in the engineering lab, and our Changing Earth, Butterfly Encounter, you name it, any exhibit, is that we're hoping that we're going to light that little spark. A lot of times people who have a spark or have a story about how their science career started, it starts in a science center. Mm-hmm. You hear people who say, I went to see this exhibit or I interacted with this person at a science center and got really interested in it and really wondered, wow, is this for me? And the answer for us, we want to deliver to every child and to every family, is that science is for you and you can pick it up and embrace it. And there is a world ahead of you of excitement. There are careers ahead of you, and science is for you.
And that's the thing, you know, science is for everyone. It's in every aspect of our life, you know, male, female, every race, gender, ethnicity. It applies to everyone that's flying around on this giant blue rock or every other planet out there in space. It applies to everyone. You know, there's definitely no restrictions on who and who cannot be a scientist. There's science everywhere around us. People just need to take the time and look and ask those questions, like you said.
Absolutely. And one of our goals at the Connecticut Science Center is to make sure that people who maybe have not thought that science is for them, or think science is only for people that are good at math, or get straight A's in science class. I've talked to lots of people who are scientists right now who are building power plants, who are engineers building power plants, who are people who are working in laboratories, and they will tell you, you know, I wasn't good at math. This is a guy who's designing power plants, mind you. I wasn't good at math until I got to college and really got a teacher and some people around me that really helped me understand it. You know, I know people who have said, you know, I didn't really think that, you know, I would ever go into biological sciences because, you know, I wasn't interested. I didn't like dissecting the frog in middle school. Well, it turns out that there's a lot more to you know, biological sciences than dissecting a frog. And that person that I'm talking about actually works in a laboratory, you know, doing basic science, and, you know, baby is on the road to making the next big discovery. There's just so vast. There's such a vast array of opportunities for people, and especially for our young people, no matter what their backgrounds are and no matter where they're coming from. There's just a lot of opportunity. And like I said before, one of the cool things about Connecticut, wow, there's so many opportunities here in our schools, our universities, our community colleges, and then to go on to a career, whether it's designing airplanes and designing parts for the International Space Station, that happened here in Connecticut, doing genomic medicine, that's happening here in Connecticut, building, constructing power plants, that's happening here in Connecticut. There are so many opportunities right here in our own backyard.
And you know, that's what I love talking with either you or Matt over the Science Center. I can tell, and I joked with Matt, you know, last time I talked to him, Matt Fleury over at the Science Center, it's you guys in charge are like, no disrespect, but the biggest children in the building, because you do. And that's, you know, I take that as a compliment, because children are always wanting to learn. Unfortunately, when we get to adults, we kind of want to stop learning. We lose that spark. But, you know, You guys over there, kind of, you tend to keep that spark going. And I think that's what makes the Science Center flourish in times like this, that creativity of finding something new, finding different ways to educate and expand the learning of people that can't really get to the Science Center or, you know, experience it in person, whether it be the online courses, the Facebook Live events you guys have been doing. There's just so many ways you're extending. And one of them, you know, the STEM in a box, you know, that's pretty cool. I guess it's that continuing the education outside the four walls of the Science Center that you want people to learn. You want people to ask those questions. You know, explain the STEM in a box to me a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So STEM in a box is a program where you can bring the Science Center to your home. STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math is sort of at the core of what we're working on here at the Connecticut Science Center. And what STEM in a Box is we provide materials for scientific experiments that we facilitate. Our educators, our STEM educators here facilitate online live. So that there's an interactive component. Families can work together. Children can work on their own. It's just a really cool way to bring the Science Center right into your home and to learn about a new scientific concept in the Science Center way, which is fun, it's hands-on, it's interactive, and absolutely enjoyable. And one thing I would say to the parents out there, if you want to do a favor to your kids, get excited about it. Get excited about STEM. Get excited about learning, just like your kids are. They'll see you doing it, and they will follow your lead. And it's a real gift that you can give to your kids, getting excited about science and bringing STEM in a box into your home.
And that's one thing, like I say, you know, science is everywhere among us. And one of the other things, we're dealing with this cold snap that Mother Nature is providing for us. But if you want to get somewhere tropical, the butterfly encounter.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Go warm up with some butterflies.
Go warm up with some butterflies. Absolutely. It's one of my favorite spots in the Science Center, no more favorite a spot than in the middle of February. The butterfly encounter is a unbelievably beautiful and interactive experience to be able to go in and see tropical butterflies. And these butterflies are from Costa Rica and from Southeast Asia. These are not the butterflies that you're going to see in your backyard this summer. And it is a tropical garden. The humidity is high and the temperature is high. It's a great spot to be in. But you will see some of the most extraordinary butterflies that you have ever seen in your life in our butterfly encounter. And you will be able to be, you know, nose to nose with them. Some of them are hard to find sometimes because they're really good at camouflage. That's part of what science and selection has done for them. But we have people, Connecticut Science Center staff are there to help and to facilitate and to answer your questions about what's going on there. In the butterfly encounter, you can also see our birthing chambers. So we get from Costa Rica and Southeast Asia, we get the chrysalis and the pupae that come and we hatch here in Connecticut, those, and you can watch that happen over a period of time and see the new butterflies, which we then release into the butterfly encounter. It's a beautiful, engaging, exciting experience, but it's also a live classroom, right? It's a classroom that you can go into and learn something about an ecosystem that you would have to travel a long way to do. And we're not traveling as much as we used to, but if you'd like to travel to a tropical forest, you can do that right in downtown Hartford this weekend and this coming week.
I think that's, you know, one thing that I appreciate and understand, and I love the fact that, you know, the Science Center is here, and you guys make, like you just said, everything in the Science Center, floor to roof, wall to wall, window to door, it's an exhibit for everyone to touch and learn and play. and educate themselves about those questions they've always been asking. It is an open classroom, and I love science centers for that. You can get in there and touch things. The whole point of it is getting in there and learning by touching and doing. That's an amazing thing.
Absolutely.
You know, I know we've packed a lot of information into this morning show. If people want to head over to ctsciencecenter.org, all the information's there. Again, joining me this morning, John Bordeaux, Vice President of Advancement at the Connecticut Science Center, the place to go to touch, learn, and just have fun. Because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.